Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Driving down this same old road, just me, my car, and all my load, but I won't be coming back this way again. Looking down, I can see you.
Well, that's the first time we've played that on the airwaves. We've had it a week, and I was really tempted to squeeze it in, but I thought, no, don't ruin it. It's one-way ticket to the Isle of Wight. It's Steve Love, and I'm very pleased to say that Steve is actually joining us now live in the studio. Welcome back, Steve Love.
Thank you. Thanks for having me back. Good afternoon, Ian.
How are you?
I am good, thanks very much indeed. Still here, still going.
You look very very healthy.
I've spent a lot of time outdoors. I did the Walk the Wight the other week, and I'm walking right round the island next week all in one go. So plenty of suntan.
What's that for? Is that for, are you
for
doing
me?
It for charity?
Because it's there. Because somebody stuck an island in the middle of the sea and then sort of left a coast all the way around it and then put a path on it. So
are you doing it for charity? Are you raising money?
No, just doing it. Just, well, I tried it last. I did it 2 years ago and managed. It took 2 days and a night. Then I tried it last year and only got three quarters of the way around and then sort of was defeated and ended up in Ventnor having an all-day breakfast and a bus home. So it's personal, really. I don't like being defeated at anything, so I'm going to
go back.
It again on Monday and Tuesday.
Oh, good for you. Well, this Monday and Tuesday?
This Monday and Tuesday, yeah, I've worked it all out. It's nearly the longest day, so I get a very short night and lots of light. And it's a full moon all night, so if there's not too many clouds, I can see where I'm going and don't fall off the cliffs. And the weather is going to be warm, but not too warm. So it's Monday, Tuesday, or never. So, yeah, if you're anywhere near the coast those 2 days, you'll see me dragging myself painfully along with, you know, everything hurting. But
We're
going to try and do it. Yeah.
Well, good luck with that. I don't suppose you can take your guitar. Because you
can't take guitar, but I do. One way I just sort of keep going, trudging the sort of, the long flat bits is to sort of sing my songs to myself to see if I can remember the words, and sometimes I can and sometimes I can't.
Well, that's a good chance, because if you can remember the words, you're in a good space, aren't you? Because if you get too tired because of the walk, you know, you start seeing things.
Well, actually, and it sort of slightly works the other way. As I get sort of, that state of sort of hallucinating exhaustion, sometimes the words sort of come out different, and I think, actually, that's better. It should have been like that in the first place. And then when I get back, I can't remember what better was, and then it goes back to the old words.
Wow. Well, good luck with that. I hope it's not too hot for you. And I think you should make a little documentary. I'll take your guitar along as well, film some stuff, and maybe raise a bit of money for charity. Maybe that's for another year.
Another year.
Take a film crew with you.
Take you. You can come. Yeah. Do a live broadcast.
Be a pleasure.
For 36 hours. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm Steve Love's roadman.
You can carry all the sound equipment on your back, and I'll take the food and drink.
Hey, look, you've got a new CD out.
I have. It's called A One-Way Ticket to the Isle of Wight. That's the title track that you just played. Thanks very much indeed. That's
loved
nice
it.
Yeah, it's the... I think it marks the end of a project that's been going for 3 or 4 years now. I'd built up a bank of about 100... chirpy, upbeat Isle of Wight songs about the ups and downs and quirks of this little pile of mud and rock we live on, and thought I'm going to try and sort of pick out perhaps the 20 best songs onto each of three different CDs, so that's 60 different songs, and it takes ages to sort of record and get it right because I want to do it really cheap so I can sell the CDs nice and cheap that people can afford. I did one 2 years ago in the middle of the lockdown called Isle of Wight Girl, then one last year called Living on Isle of Wight Time, and this is the third in the series, One Way Ticket to the Isle of Wight, and that's it, three, and that's enough.
Right, you're not going to give up now, are you?
I'm not going to give up singing, and I'm not going to give up writing songs, but I just, that's my little sort of... my little sort of love affair with the island, recorded in CDs, is 60 Isle of Wight songs on three different CDs. It's a nice little package.
And the new one, how many new tracks is on the new one? Are they all
there's
new?
Always, right, there's always 20 tracks on each one.
And they're all new?
And they're all new, and they're all different, and they're all... they all sort of tease the island very gently. I mean, this one has got one about broken down ferries, and one about all the hippie chicks about the place, and a song called the Somwhen Song. I'll do that one in a minute if you like. One about the steam railway, one about ferry cancellations. That's a bit topical, isn't it? Adgiston wine, fishing trips that don't catch any fish, Bob Dylan at the festival, St Catherine's Lighthouse, but a different twist on that. One about lifeboats, a bit cheeky about lifeboats, so I won't do that. One about outdoor swimming, which is very cheeky, so I certainly won't do that. One about the day in 1973 when the ferry ran into a Ryde Pier. Some people remember that, and a taxi fell through the gap.
Wow.
I spoke to the taxi driver last year. He told me the story. And, of course, one-way ticket to the Isle of Wight.
How fantastic. How fantastic. So, new CD. How do we get hold of it, then?
I'm holding it up, which isn't a lot of use on the radio, is it?
No, do you know what? I've left my phone.
There you are. Hold it up to the microphone. Can you hear me sort of waving it around?
Yeah. There it is, yeah.
How do you get hold of it? Right. The best way to get hold of it, it's in one or two shops, but the best way to get hold of it is direct from me, because it's cheaper. It's Fiverr. How do we do that? Well, Facebook, if you've got that, just put Steve Love in. I'm the only one on the Isle of Wight, so I generally pop up and say, can I have your CD, please, or lots of your CDs? And I'll sort it all out direct through a message. Or email, if you've got a pen handy, which people never have, Stelov, S-T-E-L-O-V-1, stelov1@yahoo.co.uk. Or if I can take a liberty here, Ian, if over the next day or two, perhaps, if people just email vectisradioian.mac
sure thing.
At, what is it?
vectisradio.fm.
ian.mac@vectisradio.fm. I'm sure he'll forward them through to me for his usual cut.
No problem at all. That cut is usually nothing.
Yeah, it is still nothing, yeah.
And you're at the county show in a couple of weeks' time, so I'm guessing you have CDs with you then.
Oh, and then anywhere I go, yes. Yes, I'm at the county show. Come along. It looks like a really great show. But you have to be there early because I'm on about 10:30 in the morning.
Right.
Yes, anywhere I go, I've always got a bag of CDs. And
good for you.
Hopefully, also a bag of fivers has changed for people who've only got 10 quid or 20 quid. So, learned that the hard way.
You don't do that thing, sorry, I'm going to change.
I've always
got
to change.
Give me a tenner.
Or you can just have two CDs.
See? Okay, so what are you going to do for us then?
I was going to do another song, if that's okay. It's one of my favourites. It's on the CD. It's called the Somwhen Song.
That's a typical Isle of Wight expression.
Well, I was born on the Isle of Wight, but I've learnt some of the language, and I've certainly learnt the word Somwhen. Will there be anybody who doesn't know what Somwhen means? So it's an Isle of Wight word, and it means sometime in some undefined point in the future, but possibly never.
Yeah.
There isn't another English word for it. Manana, perhaps, is sort of a slightly spelled, but yeah, the
Isle of Wight manana. Yeah.
Anyway, it's the Somwhen song. Will be, yes, I might take forever, but this I know, Somwhen soon enough for me. And I haven't yet written an ending for this song, but then I'll do it somewhen.
Yes! Love it. You don't fail to put a smile on people's faces. Honestly, you know, and you look like you're enjoying yourself too, massively.
That is my mission. It's to be sort of chirpy and upbeat. And I know the songs tease the Isle of Wight, but only in a sort of affectionate way. Like you sort of, you know, if you had a friend of many, many years, you sort of josh each other, don't you?
You do.
You know, you tease them and you can, you know, you can call him a sort of fat old idiot or whatever, you know, but it's meant sort of in a friendly way.
Yeah.
And he'll respond in the same sort of way. And it's the same sort of thing, but...
Did you just call me a fat old idiot?
No, I didn't.
In a roundabout way.
No. I was looking for sort of... I was looking for politer, yeah. You know. Normally, I know it's radio and you're always warning people about words.
So. Yeah. You're a real wordsmith. So how long would... Just say, for instance, that song, how long did that take you to write?
The songwriting process. Yes, people ask me that. It starts with an idea, and the ideas generally come from three places. One is my wife, who says, have you just heard what's, you know, there'd be something on the island.
Right.
And, or, you know, you haven't done a song about this. And so she's very good at scanning for me. Other people who sort of say, you ought to do a song about, and I think, I can't do a song about that. And then the next minute I have. Like, for example, a couple of weeks ago, there was somebody grumbling about how much he'd had to pay on a ferry to come over, just one way. And I shan't tell you how much, but it was a lot. I thought, yep. And he said, you ought to do a song about that. So I've got a new song. I won't do it today because it's just brand new and I'm still knocking the notes into shape. But
so it's not on this disc then?
No. It's Eve too new for the disc, but the gist of it is it's Where Your Ferry Fare Goes. And I shan't spoil it. If you invite me back ever, I'll sing that one for you.
Definitely. You've got to
so
now.
But the other big source is the local news. So Vectis Radio, County Press, I follow all of that.
Yeah.
Because every time I think there's nothing else left that can happen on the Isle of Wight that, you know, I haven't sung a song about. And then I open the paper or listen to the local radio or whatever. And blow me, you know, something else has gone and happened.
I've got an idea for you, Steve.
I'd love your idea, but I've got a song that illustrates that, if you'd like, in a mo as well.
Yeah, please. But I've got an idea for you. I've got to get it out because otherwise I forget it.
Tell me your idea.
Okay, because last week, did you go around the island? Certain places there were scarecrows, lots of.
I haven't done a gallybagger.
Everywhere.
One, no, yeah.
Gallybaggers.
Gallybagger Day.
The Gallybagger song.
That's great. You've...
I think
off we go.
That could be so hilarious, I'm
sure.
Well,
the next stage of the process, I'm lucky or unlucky, depending on how you look at it. I've got a big back gun, which is quite nice during lockdowns, because you can sort of just go and be in the countryside. When there isn't a lockdown, and there's lots of other stuff you're supposed to be doing, it's a bit of a chore mowing it. But as I'm mowing, my brain just sort of switches into neutral, and words and tunes, you know, sort of... things that rhyme with gallybagger and whatever and will just sort of emerge and float. And I actually take a clipboard out, put it on the picnic bench.
Or still mowing the lawn.
So every time I think, that's a good idea. Because otherwise I won't remember. I'll just remember that I had a good idea. Rather like you had to sort of say it.
Yeah,
there, the idea.
Yeah, exactly. I haven't got a clipboard.
When I come back, if you have me back. Oh, so that's a gallybagger song I've got to do. What was the other one I said I had to do?
I can't remember.
Oh, the Where Your Ferry Fare Goes.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's two songs. You're on the way for another CD.
Yeah, so that's a tenth of another CD.
Right, okay.
Right. So, I'll do this one, if I may. This is to illustrate the songwriting process.
Brilliant.
It's called The Time Travel Ferry. And the story for this is a local news one. I think it's County Press. Last July, just when the second big lockdown was unlocking... And people were pouring across to the island in their hordes to come and have their first holiday for 2 years and whatever. One of our ferries broke down for 3 whole weeks, and I shan't embarrass the company by saying whose ferry it was, except to say it was very big and had quite a lot of white paint on it. And it broke down for 3 weeks, and all the people who got bookings on it, this was all reported in the County Press, all the people that got bookings on it had to be reallocated to other crossings, which can't have been easy because the other ferries are smaller, and most of those were pretty fully booked already with other holidaymakers and island residents. Anyway, everybody got reallocated, but there was, according to the County Press, an article... some poor chap from Portsmouth. He was only coming over for the day with his car and his family from Portsmouth for the day. But when he got his reallocated tickets, his ticket back to Portsmouth was before his ticket over to the Isle of Wight. And the paper headlined this, "The Ferry That Travels in Time."
Right.
Thought, right.
There's a song.
Travelling back in time, she said. That's what we're doing, yes, you're right. I said, can you take me please back to the 1970s? She said, that's where we're going. It's called the Isle of Wight. On a time travel ferry going to the Isle of Wight. We'll take a race through time and space and pass the speed of light. On our time travel ferry going to the Isle of Wight. And we hope that you enjoyed your stay, 'cause you went home last night.
Woo-hoo!
A time travel ferry.
Love it.
Based on a real event.
I was expecting you'll go home somewhen at the end of it. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to play something off a previous CD. Okay, with Living on Isle of Wight Time.
Oh yes, that's the title of my last one. Yeah.
Okay, so we'll play that, and that's after these.
Radio with the community at heart. This is Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
Yes, I'm just living on Isle of Wight Time. I'm just living
on Isle of Wight time.
Well, hey, that was out a while ago on another CD. That's Living on Isle of Wight Time, which I just picture people sat at a roundabout because they're all living on Isle of Wight Time. Have you noticed? Is it me? Is it you?
Yeah, no, that song for me just captures life on the Isle of Wight in so many different ways, just sort of the pace. And I actually... when I am stuck at a roundabout behind, you know, somebody who's taking forever or who really is doing 27 miles an hour, you know, on the sort of road to Yarmouth or whatever, I hum that song to myself, Living on Isle of Wight. And I feel myself just relax. It just reminds me where I am and how things work and what it is like around here. And I can't change it. And I think I quite like it. And then I feel I'm all calm again, and then I'm okay, and I'm, you know, that little sort of irritation bubble has gone away. And that one actually, that one came from a cartoon in County Press years and years and years and years ago. Forgot the name of the guy who does them. He used to do the cartoons in County Press, but I've got all his books. He'd done a cartoon of a road with new road markings, and the road markings had been split into three, and the outside lane was Got a Ferry to Catch. And then the middle lane was ordinary traffic. And then the inside lane was islanders with all the time in the world.
That's most of us. We should point out that, I mean, you're not out to offend people. It's just a bit of fun. And it really is. And, you know, that's what it's all about. So most people will have a smile on their face. If not all people will have a smile on their face, because you're not the sort of person to go out and offend people, are you?
It's a sort of love affair with the island expressed through songs.
It's about love, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I'm finding I'm actually getting... booked quite a lot now on bigger stages like the county show and so on, the Ticket to Ride last weekend, but going on first to sort of introduce the island to set the scene. So, you know, if there's people from the island, it's things they recognise, and if they're visitors, this is, you know, I tell them this is what you've let yourselves in for. And if they're thinking of buying a house here and moving here, which often they are actually at these things, then I tell them, you listen carefully to my songs, because this is what it's like.
Love by name, love by nature. Nothing nasty about Steve Love at all. What are you going to do for us next?
Well, this is one that people request quite a lot, and I've held off putting it on a CD until this last CD, One Way Ticket to the Isle of Wight, because I've pinched somebody else's tune, which verges slightly on copyrightish stuff, but it's a very old established tune, and anyway, who's going to know that I've put it on a CD?
Well, are we going to end up in court like Ed Sheeran?
No, you're all right, because you've got a performing license and that sort of thing. It's
right, okay,
so you're fine.
Well, good luck in court then.
It's a train song, and normally I do my own tunes, but here the best train tune has already been written and I've got no chance of bettering it. So I've just had to use it, and it goes like this. It's called Gone 5 Miles. There's a train they call the City of New Orleans. They say it goes 500 miles a day. But if I can't get to ride that line by some means, I've always got the Isle of Wight Steam Railway. It goes from Haven Street to Wootton, back to Haven Street, then Smallbrook back to Haven Street, and then in a cloud of steam and heat from Wootton back to Haven Street, then Smallbrook back to Haven Street again. Good morning, the Isle of Wight, how are you? I say, don't you know me? I'm your native train. I'm the line they call the Isle of Wight Steam Railway, and I'll be gone 5 miles, then back again. Yes, I'll be gone 5 miles, then back again. The train they call the City of New Orleans, it's got 500 miles still to go. Across the Memphis Bridge, down the Louisiana Ridge, with the Mississippi rolling down below. But on our island odyssey, our train pulls out from Haven Street and rolls along past houses, streams and thickets. There's gift shop, tea room and museum, those old engines, you can see them, and they're all included in your tickets. Good morning, the Isle of Wight, how are you? I say, don't you know me, I'm your native train. I'm the line they call the Isle of Wight Steam Railway, and I'll be gone 5 miles, then back again. Yes, I'll be gone 5 miles, then back again. It's just like they've turned back the clock. There's clean and comfy rolling stock. Guards and porters take good care of us. Always on time, there's no delays. Full service on bank holidays. And that's not all, there's another plus. There's never that damn rail replacement bus. Good morning, the Isle of Wight, how are you? I say, don't you know me, I'm your native train. I'm the line they call the Isle of Wight Steam Railway, and I'll be gone 5 miles, then back again. Yes, I'll be gone 5 miles, then back again. 'Cause I only go 5 miles, then back again. I go all the way to Wootton, then back again.
Love it. Thanks, Steve. We've got one more to do, and we've got some other tracks to play as well between now and 1 o'clock, because we're doing a whole hour of nothing but love. That's Steve Love in the studio playing live. And I noticed when I looked earlier on, I thought, what's he done to his hand? What have you done to your fingernails? You've actually got those, what are those things there?
Yeah, I put little metal there. It's your banjo picks. Years and years ago, I broke my guitar, and while it was away for mending, I bought a banjo and never learned to play it, but the picks never really came off, so I play a sort of picky style. It works quite well when you try and get some noise across in a pub or bar or something like that, because it's a noisy way of playing the guitar, but I'm playing it very gently in here.
and you're obviously out and about a lot more now, so you've got some gigs coming up to tell us about?
Yeah, it's my busy season, sort of Easter through till the end of July. So I've got the county show. I'm Adgiston Vineyard on the 2nd of July. That's nice, because they give me wine.
Do you change the words then?
I've done them an Adgiston Vineyard song. It's great. No, it's
brilliant.
Give me wine, I'll do your song. Yeah.
Right.
Where else? Oh, Monkton Arts, that's in Ryde, little cafe place. I do that the first Tuesday of the month over coffee time. That's a bit different. They give me coffee and cake. Key Arts, I'm at Key Arts in July. And then the big one is Ventnor Fringe. I was due to go last year, but I had to get cancelled for all sorts of stuff. But I'm putting a big showing in at Ventnor Fringe. And then I shut down for August, because I've got family here, and kick off again in September with Isle of Wight Day and all those sorts of festivities.
Yeah, you were telling me that earlier on, and I just think it's a lovely thing to be able to do. You know, just say, right, okay, no, this is, you know, I'm happy with shutting down in August and spending some time with the family. I like that. That's nice.
Well, I live on a holiday island, so they all come here and...
yeah, otherwise, what's the point?
I look after them, you know, just the kids, and put the bouncy castle up on that lawn once I've mowed it and made up another song.
And with your clipboard?
Yeah, with my clipboard, yeah. Good for clipping them around the head as well. Get out of my way.
So when you go out and about, what can people expect? Stuff from 3 CDs? Do you do other stuff as well?
Well, 3 CDs have got 60-odd songs on them, so that's my core material. But I've got about another 20-odd, and a couple of poems. So what I do is, wherever I'm going, I go through quite carefully. It sort of looks all sort of casual, but I've actually worked it all very carefully. What's the right set for this environment, these people, this sort of place? I've it all written down, and then sort of alternatives if I've read the room wrong. You know, sort of carefully rehearsed and practiced ad libs in between each song. Try and make a package. Try and make a show out of it, rather than just a set of songs, set of disparate songs, with a beginning and a middle and an end, and tells a story about the island.
I think the stories are great, and they are funny, and they do put a smile on your face. So many people have said to me, you know, about Steve Love songs. No one's really, and since the 1960s, 70s, I think we talked about that song originally, the Isle of Wight song.
Yeah, oh, Laurie Say, oh yeah. Yeah, my hero, yes.
I mean, you know, no one's really done anything since then. That is the style that you're doing, and it's so. I mean, it's I don't know. It's picture postcard music, and yeah. It says everything there is, you know, about the Isle of Wight. I think maybe, you know, next time we are thinking about doing some kind of big advert for the island, and maybe they ought to get you to appear in the advert singing a song.
I'm up for all. I should be on the ferries singing to all the people coming across. Yeah, I should do that.
Yeah, but then you couldn't do the songs about the ferries, could you? Because it might tip you over.
Well, no, I tell you, I suppose if I was on the red funnel, I could do the songs about White Link, and if vice versa, you know,
yeah,
choose the ferry carefully.
Yeah, you were on that ferry last week, running it down. Come on, overboard.
In a very nice way. Yeah.
You'll be walking the plank before you know it. You got one more song?
Yeah, I'll do one more song. Thank you very much. No, and I haven't really mentioned people on the island. I've done sort of trains and stuff like that. But this song is a sort of mixture of people. It's partly my lovely, lovely wife, who isn't listening because I forgot to tell her I was on. But a bit of some other people I've mixed in as well. Lots of people on the island, sort of hippie-ish, and arty, crafty, music-y, sort of original hippies, or become a bit hippie and a bit new agey and so on. And they're wonderful. They just bring so much life and colour, and they're behind so many things on the island. So this song is called The Artsy Craftsy Island Hippie Chick. There's an artsy, craftsy island hippie chick. She's an artsy, craftsy island hippie chick, and she's with me. She's got a tiger she's adopted at Sandown Rescue Zoo, and a donkey up at God's Hill that she's adopted too, and a blackbird with a broken wing so she can set it free, and a little mouse runs round her house, she's named it Let It Be. She wears tie-dye dresses and flowers in her hair, and sandals on her feet, though she likes to keep them bare, and a cardigan that's purple she's made herself to wear, and dungarees with great big pockets keeps paintbrushes there. She's got blue clay on her wellies, she's got chalk dust on her hands, T-shirts from the festivals and all her old wristbands, got DL plates on her car and red squirrels in her tree. She's an artsy, crafty island hippie chick, and she's with me. She's got DL plates on her car and squirrels with red fur. She's my artsy, crafty hippie chick, gonna take good care of her.
Hey, love it. That's one of my favourites. You sent this out a while back, and we put that. So is that your wife?
It's mostly her.
Yes.
It's she doesn't go to the festivals and that sort of thing, but pretty much, and she hasn't got any DL plates on her car, and she's not got an old VW, but all the rest, I think, you know, the weaving loom and the dog dribbles on my knee and the veggie pasties and the whole blessed, yeah, that's her.
I just think that the more I talk to you, the more I think I've got some more ideas. You're never going to get away with just three CDs. You know that in a couple of years' time, you'll be up to number five. There's so many songs that are going to come out. You've already started two more, so you're going to do another album. But yeah, enjoy this one for the time being. There's 20 tracks?
20 tracks.
20 yes. tracks. Tell us about the track. Where can we get it all?
It's called One Way Ticket to the Isle of Wight. Yes, it's my third of three. I've still got some of the others left over, just a few. Living on Isle of Wight, Time on Isle of Wight Girl. But each one's got 20 chirpy tracks. All the ones I've sung today are off One Way Ticket. It's a fiver each. You can get them straight from me. They're in some of the shops on the island, but get them straight from me because they're a bit cheaper. I'm on Facebook as Steve Love. Just pop that in if you've got Facebook. I'm the only one on the island, so I usually come up somewhere on the list. Or email stelov1, S-T-E-L-O-V, stelov1 at yahoo.co.uk. Or come and see me anywhere I'm playing. I've always got a few tucked away. Or just for the next day or two, don't bury Vectis Radio under this, but if you send an email to ian.mac@vectisradio.fm, ian.mac@vectisradio.fm, I'm sure if I'm nice to him, he'll send them on to me, and then I'll fix up to drop them off to you, or post them out, or whatever you like.
Fabulous. And we will see you, because we're actually broadcasting ourselves at the county show.
Yeah.
So I'm sure we're going to get you on the airwaves at some point during the weekend. And I know you're there both days, but
I'm
early.
Both days. I'll be in the Village Green at county show. Yeah, come and see me.
And what else have you got planned? Have you? I mean, you know, we did talk books last time you were in.
Well, there's the, there's the world tour and the...
Yeah, but all those songs you couldn't do in Germany.
No,
you couldn't
do in... they don't travel. They wouldn't even travel across the Solent. I think I've got one that's set in Portsmouth. No, they don't travel. They're, you know, I'm. The good news is I'm the only person who does these songs on the Isle of Wight at the moment. The bad news is they're really the only place I can go. But the good news is, where else would I want to go?
Well, that's true. But I'm liking the idea of about going on the ferries. I think that would be a good, you know, just say you're on the ferry and you're coming across for a holiday and you've got, you know, some guy doing some light-hearted songs with, you know, funny lyrics and telling you, giving you a flavour of the Isle of Wight. I just think that works. Yeah. I'll have a word with Fran from Red Funnel. I think she'd get you on board. But if you annoy her, you know where you're going.
Well, I've only got one that teases Red Funnel, and it's a very old one, and it's not on any of the CDs, so I could leave that out. Yes, it would be easier to perform on Red Funnel than on White Link. I'd have to ditch a few songs.
So we're going to play out with a couple of tracks. I believe we've got Isle of Wight Girl and Donkey Called Rose.
Oh, yes.
We love Donkey Called Rose. That's about the
Donkey Sanctuary. True story, and we really did do what the song says.
So what about, you wrote a book last time you were in, are you working on anything else?
No, that was absolutely exhausting. It was a great experience. I sold nearly 100, which is great, thank you for your help. It means now, of course, anytime anybody else is talking about a book, I can say, as an author, my perspective on this is, you know, so, I'm going to stick at what I know, which is chirpy songs about the Isle of Wight.
I think you should do an audio book. The audio book that you've written, I think you should turn that into an audio book.
Funny enough, I have been thinking about looking at that, because I know I wrote it, but I love it so much. Because the characters in it, there's a whole bunch of hoodlums and characters and that sort of thing, and they're part of my life. They were my life for 3 years. I'd love to bring them all to life in an audio book and be their voices and be them again.
Just remind us, what's the name of the book?
The book is called The Bank Robber's Daughter. It's by Steve Love. It's still there on Amazon. Or again, just send me a message and get a book as well as a CD. How about that?
Brilliant. So you could turn it into then a musical. The Book Robbers, the musical. I think that's got legs.
I think you're gonna have to be my commercial manager.
Right, that's done then. Hey, look, we've got to play. Squeeze in two tracks up to the 1 o'clock news. Stand by because Dan and Martin are on the way. They're a couple of hippies, and you sung a song about them earlier. They'll probably see you on the way out. Okay, Steve Love, thank you so much for coming in and brightening up not just my day but everyone out there their day as well. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
And we'll play out with Isle of Wight Girl, and if we get time, A Donkey Called Rose.